It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Most kids in the state are on summer break. While the year wrapped up with final tests and an end-of-year activity, one group of students celebrated the end of their school year by becoming published authors. 826 Michigan is a nonprofit organization that supports students in developing their writing skills and helps teachers inspire students to write. This year, they worked with English language learner students and teachers at Ypsilanti Community High School. Joining us now are Liz Sermon, an ELL teacher at Ypsilanti Community High School, Lucy Centeno, one of the student writers from Ypsilanti Community High School, and Ari Weinzweig, co-owner and founding partner of Zingerman's. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So this book is called Enjoy, Recipes for Building Community. It includes essays, letters, recipes from the students, also from chefs and other members of the local food community. Liz, how did you and your students come to this project?
About 2 years ago, 826 Michigan approached me and asked if I would like support for my students in the classroom. They frequently enter classrooms and offer writing support or whatever other kind of support a teacher might want. And I welcomed that help. I always can use extra sets of hands, volunteers in my classroom, because my students need a lot of one-on-one help getting used to reading in English, writing in English, whatever it might be. And so for the last couple of years, and including last summer school, I had volunteers who came into my room, a number of them each week. And that worked out so well that they decided last summer to approach me about doing the book and doing a bigger project than just, we had done some smaller projects throughout the year, but this was going to be the big published book.
Ari, you wrote the foreword for the book, and you write that much of the book is focused on food and cooking, but that it's about more than that. What else is it about?
Well, I mean, I'm a history major who fell into the food world, but I really love the food world because the way we do it with traditional food, it allows us to bring history alive in a way that everybody can taste it. And I think that although I love history just for the story, the reality is when you can actually eat it, most people like it even better. And, I think my grandparents came from Eastern Europe early in the 20th century, but really, you know, when I met these guys and when I read the stories, it's the same story. And I think that it's a great way to really translate, you know, what they're experiencing and what they're retaining and holding on to in positive ways from where their families came from originally, and translating that now into, you know, life in Michigan here in the Midwest. It's a pretty cool thing. Mm.
Lucy, you contributed an essay, a letter, and a recipe to the book. And in the essay, you write about coming to the U.S. from Honduras. And your mother was already in the States. She calls your grandmother because she wants to send for you and your sister. And I'm hoping you can read a little bit from your essay.
Yeah. While my mother was talking, I was thinking, how is this going to be? I was excited to go with my mom, but at the same time, I wasn't, because I didn't want to leave my family behind. They have always been with me in good or bad situation, but I had to leave them behind and come with my mother.
How was that transition for you, leaving Honduras and coming to the States?
Well, it was pretty rough for me because I have always been with my grandmother and my other siblings. But then I thought about it because I haven't seen my mom like for 4 or 5 years already. And it was like, oh, I want to see my mom, but then I don't want to be leaving my family behind here. But then my mom was talking to me and saying, like, no, you have to come because I'm your mom and stuff. And then I was like, yeah, I know, but it's, like, super sad for me to just go and leave everything behind.
For the book, you submitted a recipe called Tajadas con Pollo. What made you choose that recipe?
That's, like, one of the main dishes in my country, and it's, like, it's one of my favorite ones, too. Yeah, and it tastes really good.
What does it taste like for someone who's never had it?
Like, it's like just fried green bananas, and like you put chicken on top, and then like a little salad of lettuce and stuff like that, and then you add a sauce and cheese on top. It's like, it's good. It might sound nasty, but it's really not.
When you have that dish, does it connect you to Honduras?
Yes, it totally connects me to my place.
Mm. Ari, why do you think food has that ability to build such a strong bridge between culture and history and personal memory and identity?
Well, it's every day. B, I think just, you know, we from the time you're a little kid. I mean, the smells and, you know, the experience of your grandmother making the dish. And, you know, there's so much more than just the ingredients on the recipe sheet. And so that's really important. And then I think when you leave home or you leave where you grew up and you go to a new place, a new home, eventually the food is the one thing that can come with you. Sometimes the people, sometimes not the people, but the food comes with. And so when we cook the dish, when we smell the dish, when we talk about the dish, I mean, you could see it right now. Her eyes are lighting up. It just brings it back alive again. And this has been true. It's not just in the U.S. I mean, it's immigrants all over the world, whether it was people from India going to East Africa or whatever. I mean, it's always the same pattern. Mm.
Lucy, what do you hope people who read enjoy? What do you hope they learn about you and other students at the school?
Well, like for me, I think they like they should learn how our life be is going from some place to another place and how we get adapted to it and how we still have like our culture coming with us, not just leaving it behind.
Liz, you watched your kids go through this process of writing and creating their submissions for the book. What kind of transformation did you see for them over this process?
When we initially started the project, I think it was pretty abstract for them. They didn't quite understand, although I had shown them some examples of previous 826 Michigan publications. I think that didn't quite sink into them that they were going to have a story in a published book that people would be reading all over. So as we moved through the process, as they went to Zingerman's and met Ari, and as their stories came to life, they started to get more and more excited about it. And they loved working with the volunteers. 826 Michigan has such fabulous volunteers that come in. I can't even tell you. And they made such connections with them that this project was just something that really became personal to them. I think they were pretty amazed at how the final product turned out.
I had a chance to read some of the book, and you really get an idea of who these kids are through their writing. For people who are interested in picking up a copy of the book, where can they find it?
There are two stores in Ypsilanti. You can find it at Beezy's Cafe and at the Erie. And then in Ann Arbor, you can get it at Literati Bookstore and Downtown Home and Garden.
We've been speaking with Liz Sermon, an ELL teacher at Ypsilanti Community High School, Lucy Centeno, one of the student writers from Ypsilanti Community High School, and Ari Weinzweig, co-owner and founding partner of Zingerman's. Thanks so much for coming in to speak with us.
Thank you for having us.